The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick, a guy was not impressed. He took a picture of the world's largest truck stop and sent it to on an email to us and
he
said
he doesn't get it.
He's looking for vodka and handies and it ain't around, you know.
But well, no, but if there's anything else you need,
right?
If you need a massage or a dentist or a haircut or a shower, it has, like, you could live there.
It is a
it's
small
amazing.
City.
Yeah.
That's what's impressive. Driven past it a bunch of times. I've never actually stopped in, but I'm going to have to do that sometime, you know.
Yeah, it would be nice if they had a bar, but I don't think they want a bar with, you know, something geared towards people who are going to be getting in a truck right after they
That's probably the reason of a bar, right? Because truck drivers would stop and have a drink. Yeah. It'd be too easy to have a drink,
yeah.
I should say.
That place
right?
is incredible. A bunch of food options.
Yeah.
You can buy throwing stars.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
You could buy
they have
a throwing
like a
star?
Weapons, swords, katanas, like daggers with like eagles on the handle and stuff. You get anything.
Gun store? Is there a gun store there?
Maybe if you ask the right person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out back in one truck.
Reed wants to
chiropractor.
Know, when was the Fluffy interview? Is there a podcast of it? No, I think that disappeared into the ether.
No. If you were listening live, you heard that. If not, you didn't need to hear that.
He All accused right. us of being racist, and if you know anything about us, that's the last. We're a lot of things. We're a lot of things, but that ain't it.
And here's what's going to happen.
That grinds my gears.
Couple of minutes. John Paul Morgan Kinds will call my cell phone. He has the hotline number, but every time he's supposed to call us, he calls my cell phone instead. So I'm keeping an eye on my phone.
He must have them listed in the same contact and just be hitting the wrong one.
Or he's just high.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
That's a very tall possibility.
If he's not actually working, if he's he might be on the road this weekend, though, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, but he generally not on, well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. He might be waking up somewhere else, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that truck stop also has a sit-down cafe, Wendy's, a bagel place, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Orange Julius, Blimpies, and Chester's
Chicken. You would be mayor of that place, right?
I'd love to.
Well, the NFL also wants to work on, in addition to the Todd rule.
Yeah?
And I love that I'm associated with this rule, because I've been railing against it for a long, long time.
That's why we called it
the
that.
The fumble out of the end zone, but hip drop tackles.
You can't get rid of that.
Yeah, I don't know how you legislate that.
I mean, if you start doing that, just put flags on them. It's right. a tackle. It's a tackle. If you're chasing a guy, you're going to try to tackle the guy. I know what they're trying to say, but you can't do it. You just can't do it.
And you have to use your weight to bring him down.
Injuries happen.
Injuries are going to happen.
Injuries happen, and I get it that people
it's
get
ruin
hurt.
The sport. It's tough to watch a sport now sometimes compared to it was. I know we're all trying to save guys' heads. I get it. But the sport was better to watch when you could hit people.
Yeah, I mean, if
now
you're...
I'm not and that's from yeah. It was better. Now I got used to it. Now, except I'm just on the edge every time somebody makes a tackle. They they're going to call a flag. They're going to call a flag.
You're a quarterback. You weigh 180 pounds. You're trying to bring down a 245 pound running back. Yeah, you got to use your weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how they enforce that.
They can't. They're already taking too much crap anyway for all kinds of rules that don't make any sense and are not called all the same way, you know. So they drag this crap into it, you know. You're going to see a guy running around the end, somebody making a tackle. Illegal tackle. Well, it wasn't a horse collar. Nobody grabbed him and kind of looked.
It was a hip drop.
Yeah. Whatever.
Although I would kind of like to see the hand signal or motion that the – ref would have to do to signal a hip drop.
Probably lower his hip down.
It's probably an unnecessary roughness. That's it.
It's stupid. If they, I don't know how they're going to do that.
Falls in a big broad umbrella category like that. It could be unsportsmanlike conduct, unnecessary roughness, something like that.
Pussies.
It's going to be impossible for there to be any standard.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. When you see a hip drop tackle, we used to call those tackles.
Yeah.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
He's at the Funny Bone, not just New Year's Eve. He's there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of that weekend. Funny Bone in Omaha. Our old friend, John Morgan.
Hey, John. Ring. John. Are you listening? In the lane, kids are singing. Beautiful time we're having. What's up, my brothers?
Well, I want to hear you sing, man.
Just
keep
go
going.
Ahead, man.
Keep going, man.
You're really butchering the lyrics, by the way.
Yeah, but you sound great.
Yeah, I was.
You sound great.
Hey, let me tell you something, brother. I was trying to sing, man.
You nailed it. You could actually sing. You could sing. That sounded good, man. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Tyler,
you too,
always are supportive. Todd, just that jackass.
I'm glad you've got that figured out.
That's true. Yeah.
That's pretty rare where I'm the supportive one, too, by the way. It's really rare. Yeah,
you have no idea how rare that is, John.
In this instance, he's absolutely right.
Hey, buddy, are you calling?
I miss you guys, man.
Are you calling from a different city this morning, or are you at home?
No, at home. I got to go take my Asian love, my child, my Asian baby girl,
okay,
to go buy a new car.
Oh, really? Okay. On your money or her money?
What are you looking at? Something new?
Oh, no, 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 no. Johnny, only buy one. Johnny, only buy one.
Yeah, that's my rule, too. I'll buy one. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she asked me, how much y'all going to give me for this new car? I said, well, how much are you selling the old one for? She said, 15. I said, that's what you get. It's all you.
How old is she now? How old is your daughter?
20.
Okay, all right. That's great, man.
Let me tell you again what a jackass I am. Because a couple of months ago, maybe it was a month ago, there were some weather events going on in New Orleans. There was that super fog. There's a fire going on in Lake Pontchartrain, and there was fog, and it was a big smash-up on the interstate, and I think it happened more than once, and it's kind of right along a route that I figured you traveled pretty regularly, so I didn't check on you to see if you were okay, but did you put up with any of that? Looked awful.
No, actually, I lost my dog on the highway. I was really looking for somebody to come and help me, but nobody was there. I can't believe you were there. Anyway, I lost the dog, one testicle, because I stepped out and they fell out of my drawers, and my own car rolled over my testicle. But while I was crying on the side of the road, you were there, but you didn't come. Yes, 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 jackass.
First of all, did you lose your dog, or are you just lying to us like you do a lot?
I believe the testicle part, but not the dog.
You know, I don't know who told you this true story beforehand, but I don't appreciate them doing that. I did not lose the dog, but the testicle shot.
John's at the Funny Bone on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weekend of
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Right, yeah. And we're
all
here.
Dude, I'm celebrating New Year's Eve in Omaha, Nebraska.
I saw John at New Year's before COVID, probably 19. I forget when he was there last time on New Year's Eve. But I went to the New Year's Eve show to see John. And I would say this, even if he wasn't on the phone. If you're going to see anybody, any comedian on New Year's Eve, it's got to be this guy. Because that's a night you want to party, and you're watching him, and it's a party. I mean, it is a party, and you are, and he's obviously a funny dude. But I mean, you are the comedian. I think that most comedians like would be boring on New Year's Eve because you're everybody's kind of riled up. You kill it. Go see John this week, that weekend sometime.
Yeah. That's really kind of you, my brother. That's why you're the kind guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm buttering up.
You've done New
now.
Year's Eve at the Omaha Funny Bone several times now, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's almost an annual.
I think this is my third, fourth time over, almost 30 years. Yeah.
It's good stuff, man. All right. What's new, man? What's new, man?
Well, my oldest one bought a house, right? He's gone. He's done. Handed him his car insurance and his phone. And one more year, and he can go on Obamacare. I don't care. He can go on no-care. I don't care.
All right.
People say, aren't you going to miss him? No, I want stupid money. I want stupid money. They say, what's stupid money? I say, well, he costs me about $15 a month. To me, $1,500 a month, that's stupid money.
Yeah.
I want stupid money. I want to be able to go to Golden Corral and not have to worry about a budget.
And how old is he?
He's 25. I got one more year in health insurance.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Right, Obamacare right. Next year.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. He's out of the house, got a house. You're right. You cut him off then, right? Good for you, man.
Yeah, you got to go, baby. You got to go. You got to go.
Yeah.
And in the middle, when he just graduated LSU, he's going to Austin, Texas to study his master's in that occupational therapy. So we're going to move him to actually, my wife was going to come with me to Omaha for New Year's.
Right.
But she's got to move him up to Austin, Texas because his school starts on the 8th. Of January,
the University of Texas.
It's called Todd. It's called the Saint Augustine it's a Jesuit Catholic school. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I'm sure.
So that's going to cost you money though, too, right?
Really, dude? Right in the middle of Christmas.
That $1,500 you're saving is going right to him, right?
Had to give her that grim reminder. Yeah. It was Tyler said that. You know he's the dick now.
Yeah, you know your role.
I'm talking straight up penis. You heard me?
Well, we've heard you talk like that before.
Well, okay, so it's not straight up. But it's got a little crook to it, and I don't appreciate it.
John Paul Morgan, Funny Bone, on New Year's Eve weekend at the Funny Bone in Omaha, of course. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go out and check them out. Everything good then? Everything good, man?
Yeah. We're going with the baby girl this morning to buy her new car.
Yeah.
And she knows what she wants. She knows how she's got it. Mm-hmm. She saves her money. She's going to get she already sold her car outright to a friend. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, you got to let them make decisions. And, you know, the cars are weird right now when you try to buy them and people lie, get you in there and then try to tell you. I told her it's on you, babe. It's on you. This will be the best learning process. I'll be there with you so you don't get screwed too hard. But if you get screwed a little bit, I'm going to tell you, well, you know, you got to watch that.
John, when you go with your daughter, who's obviously, we've talked about her for years. You adopted her. She's Asian. She's Chinese, right? So do people understand? Do you have to say out loud, this is my daughter and not somebody? Especially now that she's in her, you know, she's looking like a woman. Do you have to tell people, no, she's my daughter?
Oh, absolutely. She won't even go with me to get my nails done anymore. You know, we used to go get our feet done together. She won't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
Does she ever get blink if you're here, blink if you need help?
Yeah.
Are you here of your own free will, miss?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Does she, they think,
Let me tell you something. When I told my daughter to hold my hand, she said, Papa, don't just start. You got white hair, and I'm a full-grown woman. They're going to think you bought me.
Yeah.
Well, you did.
Well, I did. Yeah.
Just not for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Your daughter gets to be a certain age, and she's obviously not Caucasian, so people are going to wonder, what's this old white dude hanging out with her for? Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And people ask, oh, your dad's John Morgan? And she'll go, yeah. And they'll go, oh, really? I didn't know he was married before. And she just looks at him and goes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that.
You know, she's very. There's no expression. You know, if she smiles, just the eyes look the same. You know what I'm saying? They don't move. It's the same.
John can say that.
All right. John can say that. He says it a lot, by the way.
Yeah, he pays the bill.
He does the old no eyelids joke on stage, by the way. So check it out. But he's allowed to do that. We're sorry we're going to miss you, brother. We're going to be off the air that weekend. But, you know, have a great time.
Are you planning to
listen,
come?
Listen, man, to tell you the truth, I want both of y'all to have a vacation. Man, go. I hope you take a month off. Enjoy your families. Todd, enjoy your loving wife and the kids, and you still got dogs, I'm sure. You're a dog family. And my man, Tyler, I just wish you love And please tell your wife to stop calling me. it's not going to happen. You're my friend. And
she does like John, by the way. Yeah, she does. Go ahead.
And let me tell you something. Puss has got the best feet in the world. If you people have not seen Puss's feet, pay the extra money and see the spaghetti drop on them. It's freaking hot.
Are you planning to visit us anytime in 2024? Do you know?
Oh, yes, sir, I will.
All right.
Yes, sir, I will.
Can't wait
and
to
I'm going
to
call you 100 times before that date.
We'd like
that, brother. See you soon, man. Thanks, man.
I love you guys with all my heart.
Love you, too.
Happy New Year, pal.
Happy New Year, babe.
John Morgan, man. All right. Love that, dude.
He is the perfect New Year's Eve act.
I'm telling you. I was telling you guys off the air about that. I think I was telling Push that earlier.
Well, for as rowdy as a crowd can get on a New Year's Eve, he'll just take it up another notch.
Yeah. Listen, I was
he'll
telling
go over
Push,
the top.
It was a couple years ago. I was out with some friends of ours, and it was a double date situation. Our plans were just to go to dinner and then go see our buddy Billy McGuigan's Beatles show and his brothers, which is a great show. But our plans were just those two things and then go home. Well, after this Beatles show, I said, well, we got to stop by and say hi to John real quick. And I figured we'd just stop by and say hi and leave. Nope, Colleen saved us a table. So I'm there till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Party.
I don't know how I did that. I don't know how I did that.
And I'm sure that John was still at 12.
Well, once again, and what I was trying to say was, that's a burnout time. I'm full of booze. Two different shows I was already at, including dinner, basically. And John kept me going. He is the best New Year's comedian.
He can energize you.
Yeah.
Yes, no doubt.
He can.
Yeah.
Like you're
and
performing?
He's got like the right amount of like sentimentality in there.
Yes.
Too. It'd be perfect for New Year's.
Yeah, it was great. So check him out. Or anytime that weekend, too. And go see Nick this weekend with Gary Curtis.
Yeah, tonight we'll be at the Funny Bone Late Show. Tomorrow, Barleycorns in Wichita. And then Saturday, the 23rd, at the Grotta in Lincoln.
And you're right, Puss. The anticipated Dongtown picture came in our
email. I knew it.
Oh, from Kelly.
Saint Nick. Coming 9 days early.
Yeah.
My Christmas is made early with C-minus dong.
I didn't get the pic. Was there a picture? Is there a picture?
Oh, yeah.
There's a picture.
I didn't show up on mine.
It's a little digitally enhanced, but it's a picture.
It's still worth seeing.
Diane Cannon next?
Yes.
All right. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.